coming to you from deep inside the bowels of a great big empty. Get ready for another episode of The Home Defense Show with Skip Coriel.
Hello, American families. Welcome to this week's episode of The Home Defense Show. I'm your host, Skip Coriel. And if you love your family, care about them deeply, and want to learn how to protect them in every facet of your life, then you've come to the right place. We got a great show for you today. Oh, man, I know you're going to love it. We have got the president of Mantis, the new Mantis X system. Actually, it's not new. It's like 2 years old. But it's just an awesome training system. We're going to be speaking with Austin Allgaier, president of Mantis. Oh, I've got a Mantis right here in front of me. I've attached it to my Smith & Wesson M&P full frame. And I also have my daughter, 7 years old, Amethyst Coriel. Amethyst, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hi.
And I also have my 8-year-old, Phoenix Coriel. Phoenix, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hi.
Now, what are the rules, kids, on a gun? If I lay this gun right now down on the table and I walk away, should you two pick it up?
No.
What should you do?
Leave it alone.
That's right. Should you come and tell Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that what you do, Amethyst?
Maybe.
Maybe? I tell you what. This is a good educational moment. If you ever see a gun, you should stop, don't touch it, leave the area, and come and tell Mommy and Daddy, okay?
Okay.
All right. I think that is an excellent way to keep you kids safe. Now, this is the Mantis. It's a little component, piece of hardware that we put on the rail system right up by the muzzle underneath the slide there. It's attached securely. You notice that there's no magazine in there. I'm going to lock the slide back. Are there any bullets inside the gun?
No,
there are no bullets. So we've had it confirmed by 3 people. So if I press this trigger, will it go boom or click?
Go click.
It'll go click. All right, I'm going to check it one more time just to make sure. And I have this gun paired to my iPhone. And so I can go ahead and I can dry fire this, and it will map my score and tell me how good I'm shooting. Are you ready? This is the Mantis X. All right. I get a good form, sight alignment, sight picture, nice, slow, easy trigger press. My score is 95.2 out of 100. That's awesome. Should I try it again?
Yeah.
All right. Let's try it again. See if I can beat 95.2. Sight alignment, sight picture, grip, trigger squeeze. Oh, 94. Oh, man, I got to do this again. I'm very competitive. All right, you think I can beat that?
Maybe.
Maybe.
.4. We better stop right there. Okay. That's about as... All right, I'll lay the gun right there, kids. I want to thank you. Now, remember, when you see a gun, stop, don't touch, leave the area, and tell an adult. That's except, of course, if you're Daddy or Mommy and we're out shooting, you know, then it's different. If we give you the gun, then we want you to shoot it. But we follow all of the safety rules and be very, very careful with the gun.
Okay.
All right, so Amethyst, what are you going to go do now?
Probably just lay on the brown chair.
Oh, you're going to lay on the brown chair. All right, Phoenix, you get up here. What are you going to do?
I don't know.
Okay, well, you figure out something fun to do and make sure that it's a good thing for you to do, all right? Mm-hmm. All right, why don't you go read Tolstoy's War and Peace? Can you do that for me?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, folks. I have to get back to work. I love you very much. Give me a kiss on the cheek. Amethyst. All right. I love you. Close the door to the studio on the way out. Love you, kids. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, folks, I just love my family so much. I've got my wife and my three kids here at home still. 7 kids total. 11 or 12 grandkids. I don't know. I'll have to count them sometime. But, just awesome, awesome, awesome. And I love this new Mantis X system. I've had it for like a year and a half, but I'm just now starting to get into it heavily. It's one of the things that John Correa from Active Self-Protection is pushing really hard. And boy, I really see where there's a lot of benefit to this. So I'm going to be working with that. Okay, before we get into that, what's going on in my life? Oh, man, I tell you, my tomato plants are, boy, they're about 5 foot tall. We got green tomatoes on it. We're eating zucchini, and the beans are up, the butternut squash, everything is growing like crazy. I'm happy with that. We have 1/3 of our firewood in, my son Cedar and I, the 12-year-old. We brought up 5 pickup truck loads of wood. It's all good seasoned ash. God bless the emerald ash borer, because he killed all the ash trees on our property. Now we have good hardwood to burn for about the next 5 years. So, God bless the emerald ash borer. That's a kind of a worm larvae type thing that kills the ash tree. Okay, let's go ahead and check out the news. What do we have in the news? Okay, here we are at BearingArms.com. The headline, it reads, another example of why gun-free zones actually aren't. You know, that reminds me of Ted Nugent. One of Ted's favorite sayings and things to do is he'll walk into a gun-free zone, and he's usually there to speak to some huge audience or do a performance or whatever, and he'll walk up to the microphone and he'll say, until I walked into the room, this was a gun-free zone. Oh, you know, most people either love or hate Ted Nugent, and I love him. I love the guy. Okay. When anti-gun zealots want to keep an area safe, they pass requirements that guns aren't allowed. They see the signs warning people that firearms aren't permitted as magic talismans that repel anything that fires a bullet. Of course, that's not true. Of course, more rational sorts recognize that these rules only apply to those inclined to follow the rules, which is not bad guys, right? For those who aren't, they'll try and find a way. For example, there's a rule that guns aren't allowed in the secure areas of airports or on planes. How did that work out? Well, a former Delta Airlines baggage handler was sentenced Thursday to 30 months in prison for allegedly smuggling. Why do they say allegedly? If he was sentenced, that means he was tried and he was found guilty. So it's not allegedly. He did it. So let's reread that. A former Delta Airlines baggage handler was sentenced Thursday to 30 months in prison for smuggling guns onto passenger planes at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport. According to the U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Georgia, Byung J. Bajay Pak, 34-year-old Eugene Harvey, of College Park as a Delta baggage handler, used his security badge to smuggle guns to restricted areas at the Atlanta airport in 2014. At food courts or in men's restrooms on airport concourses, Harvey allegedly. He did it. He's guilty, okay? He's convicted. He's in prison. Harvey transferred the firearms to a former Delta employee who hid the guns in carry-on bags and took them onto flights from Atlanta to New York. The guns were then illegally sold in New York, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Don't they mean allegedly illegally sold? Stupid, dumb as a box of rocks. Harvey breached airport security at one of the nation's busiest airports in the world when he smuggled illegal weapons, some of which were loaded onto passenger planes, Pak said in a written statement. Harvey trafficked a total of 135 firearms between Georgia and New York, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Well, that's 135 that they know of. It could have been 1,035 for all they know. There were 18 guns in the last shipment on December 10, 2014, including 7 that were loaded. Why would they ship them loaded? They're bad guys. Harvey was arrested on federal charges 10 days later. Well, good for him. I'm glad. The kicker here is that it's entirely possible to drive to New York without hitting any checkpoints or vehicle searches. In other words, they could have transported these guns in a way that would have been far less likely to get them prosecuted. But they did this because it was faster, most likely, or maybe they were just lazy. They didn't want to drive, take all that time to drive. Well, in the process, they showed just how effective gun-free zones really are. After all, a commercial airline is basically a mobile gun-free zone, yet there were guns, some loaded, on airlines. Look, I get the thinking. However, let's also face the hard facts. If this could happen, so could a lot of other scenarios where bad guys get guns on planes. In particular, terrorists. Yeah, there are tons of examples of how people have gotten through checkpoints with their guns. Some not even realizing that they're doing it. So, hey, another lesson on gun-free zones. Gun-free zones, they're not free because sometimes they cost the lives of innocent people. And they never stop the bad guy from killing innocent people. So let that be a lesson to you, eh? What else do we have here? Here's another one. More cities considering weapons storage laws after Seattle's passed. On paper and to the uninitiated, safe weapons storage laws sound like they do a lot of good. I mean, what's the harm in telling people they need to lock up their firearms so they don't fall into the wrong hands? Hey, I tell people that every week when I'm teaching concealed carry classes. However, like most things involving firearms, it's rarely that simple. Seattle's law requires guns to be in a locked container, so a simple gun lock won't suffice, which ramps up the cost of gun ownership. For another thing, keeping guns behind locked containers means they're not necessarily accessible when you need one. In other words, storage laws may sound good, but they could easily cost people their lives. I guess I don't totally agree with that. I really don't. I mean, I use the Hornady Rapid Safe. And by the way, we're going to have Hornady on next week. Have one of their public relations guys talking about the Rapid Safe system and educating us about what Hornady has for gun safes. The question in my mind isn't should you lock up your guns, because you definitely should. Everybody should lock up a gun. Keep your guns safe from unauthorized persons. I mean, you saw my two kids in here before. You know, you heard Amethyst say, you know, she didn't sound real certain, right? And she's had it drilled into her, don't touch the gun. But at 7 years old, they just don't have the wisdom that adults have. And we need to protect them from their inexperience. My guns are accessible to me within 2 seconds. You know, I've got the ARFID bracelet on. I hit the button. Within 1.5 seconds, I've got a load of gun in my hand, cock lock, ready to rock. It cost me $150. You can do that. If you're going to have a gun, you need to make the investment. I mean, don't tell me you can spend $700 on a gun and you can't spend $150 on a good, decent gun safe. The question is, should the government be mandating it? Because we know most things that the government does, they just don't work. Communities not far from Seattle are now considering their own safe gun storage regulations after the Emerald City passed its own. That would be Seattle. I would rather be spending my time debating signs and locations of city buildings and not have to talk about firearms, said Edmonds Council President Mike Nelson at the council's Tuesday meeting. I never thought when I took this job that this was something I would be doing. I also didn't think I'd have to hear from my 6-year-old, beaming with pride, that he now knows how to properly barricade himself from an armed gunman. My personal focus on this is what we can do to protect our kids, he said. I always have bells and whistles go off when the left says, we're doing it for the children. Nelson, a gun owner himself, has proposed a safe gun storage ordinance for Edmonds. It echoes Seattle's recently passed regulation aiming to get owners to lock up their guns. It differs from Seattle's rule, however, by allowing the use of trigger locks. Gun owners could be fined up to $500 for not safely storing their firearms. If a child or prohibited person gets access to their gun, the fine goes up to $1,000. If a child or prohibited person harms another or commits a crime with the gun, the fine goes up to $10,000. She said the primary goal of the ordinance is gun owner education. Okay, well, the author here is totally against it. I guess I'm with it in spirit. I'm wondering how it's going to be implemented and if it'll actually work. But, boy, I wish we could get more people to lock up their guns. It's just the common sense smart thing to do. If you guys have an opinion, hey, email it to me at skipcoriel@hotmail.com, and we will read your email on the air. So give me your opinion, skipcoriel@hotmail.com. All right, folks, we are running short on this segment. When we come back in 2 minutes, we are going to be speaking with the president of Mantis Technologies. His name is Austin Allgaier, and we're going to be talking about the Mantis X training system. It's an awesome, awesome tool, and I think you guys are going to love this. Okay, for the next 2 minutes, check out our sponsors, farmslegal.com/MidwestTactical, and see what they can do for you and your family if you ever get caught in the legal justice system ringer. And then go to elitefarms.us and check out Larry Jackson and see how he can help you and your family choose out the right firearm for you. Okay, we'll be back in 2 minutes. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
My name is Siege Coriel. Welcome to the Home Defense Show with my dad, Skip Coriel. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Boy, and I have a very exciting guest on the phone with me right now. His name is Austin Allgaier. He is the president of Mantis. Austin, welcome to the Home Defense Show.
Hey, thanks, Skip, for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
All right. Austin, I don't know if I've met you before, but I was at the 2017 SHOT Show, and I was at the Mantis booth. I don't recall who I spoke with there. I got the business card and everything, and I promised I would call and set up an interview, and it took a year and a half, but eventually I was good at my word. Would I possibly have met you there?
That's a good question. I was there. That was our first year in what I would call the normal section of SHOT Show. The prior year, 2016, we were in the next section up on the third floor. So we had a little tiny 10-foot booth. That's all they give you your first year in the regular SHOT Show. And we were just jam-packed, full of people visiting, as well as our own guys just trying to handle the traffic. But I was there, present the whole time. Except for bathroom breaks and an occasional meal.
Well, I probably did meet you then. Austin, you know, shortly after the SHOT Show, I went ahead and I did purchase the Mantis X. And, you know, it's an awesome, awesome tool. I'm very much sold on it. And then when I saw that John Correa from Active Self-Protection had, you know, taken you on as a sponsor, I knew that you were a real person. So, you know, because I can't say enough good things about John Correa from Active Self-Protection. The guy's awesome.
He's a good dude.
Oh, yeah, he is, definitely. Now, Austin, go ahead and just tell us briefly, how did you get started with Mantis X? How did you develop it? Where'd the idea come from? What's the story?
Great question. So just to bring up, maybe your listeners aren't, they're probably aware of Mantis X, maybe not, but Mantis X is this little device that goes on a gun and it helps you shoot better. That's what it does. by giving you data and real-time feedback on what you're doing right, what you're doing wrong. And really, it was born out of frustration. As a shooter, you have those days when you go to the range and you're just, something's off, right? And you're like, I'm just not doing it. Or you shoot great, and then you don't go to the range for maybe a month or so, or maybe 2 months, heaven forbid, and all of a sudden you've degraded it. It's not like riding a bike. Shooting is a very perishable skill. And if you don't maintain it, keep it up, keep it active, those skills diminish over time, very, very quickly, in fact. Anyway, so it's born out of frustration of our own shooting skills. So here at the company, we're all shooters. We're also all engineers. And we said, we want to fix our problems. And not only do we want to fix our problems, but we want to do it in a different way that kind of the 21st century technology allows us to do. So we want to measure things and get data that no one else can get. We've all taken courses and instructions from various instructors that have helped us tremendously. However, instructors have different opinions, different ways of approaching things. And in the bottom line, and this is no fault to instructors, this is a human fault, is that our bodies and our eyes can't see everything that happens while you're shooting a gun. Mm-hmm. Things just happen so fast, you can't see it all. And we said, well, electronics nowadays, they allow us to see some stuff. They allow us to track movement patterns faster than the human eye can see. Let's see if we can tap into that data and see what it tells us. So that was back in 2014. So four and a half years ago, we said, let's try to build something that would help us solve our own shooting problems, giving us data that no one else has really created in this industry to help us see things that we've never seen before. Mm-hmm. So we built a quick and dirty prototype and noticed how quickly it really improved our shooting and said, you know, if it fixes our shooting, I know a lot of guys out there that would like to improve their shooting as well, so we decided to commercialize the product.
Hmm. When you say quick and dirty, how quick is quick when you're building a prototype?
Well, our first prototype, we have pictures. This was not the right way to do it, but you know, in your phone, you have a GPS in your phone, you have accelerometers and gyroscopes and other sensors inside there. We said, before we actually buy anything, let's just use our cell phone and attach it to a gun and see what kind of data we can get off of the electronics in the gun. So we rubber band it to a gun, which, of course, is the completely wrong thing to do. That was our quick and dirty prototype that failed very, very rapidly, as in the first shot. But we bought some off-the-shelf IMUs that have the electronics inside, did some data collection analysis. It took us, I guess, long story short, it took us about 2 years from when we said, okay, we're going to start doing this project when we actually launched the product. So it took us about 9 months to get a functioning prototype. And then it was just a little over a year of extensive testing, working on the manufacturing piece of it, building out the software end of it, doing more testing, more analysis, more feedback from customers before we actually launched it at the very end of 2015.
So quick and dirty. It started out quick and dirty, and then it ended up kind of long and polished. So that's not so bad. You say you're an engineer. What type of engineer are you?
I'm not a very good engineer. I'll tell you that. So
okay.
I went to school in engineering, got an electrical engineering degree, did well in school, got good grades. But as far as that engineer's mind, you know, that just tinkers and builds stuff from scratch out of the world around him. We have other guys that work here that are way smarter than I am that did all the nuts and bolts, all the really important work on designing and building this pretty incredible system.
Mm-hmm. So you write the paychecks and you sign the paychecks. that makes you very important.
And I show my pretty face at events.
There you go. Well, hey, my wife, she has an electrical engineering degree, and she was an aerospace engineer for many, many years. Now she stays home and homeschools our kids while I go out and have fun doing the Home Defense Show and teaching and all kinds of stuff. So, I understand the engineering mind because they are so into tiny little minute details and everything has to be perfect. So I understand that.
Austin. Yeah, there's a mantra that we have at work. Oh, sorry to cut you off. There's a mantra we have is that there comes a time on every project when you have to shoot the engineer and just start shipping product.
Yes. Yeah, I understand that. I worked in aerospace for 25 years almost. I was a technical writer. So here, I have an English degree. You know, I'm a liberal arts mind, and I'm surrounded by electrical engineers, and they will, the product is never, ever good enough. No, I can't let go of it. You can't have it, you know. But eventually, you know, the baby's gotta deliver, right? So
That's right.
That's what updates are for.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Austin, I've got my Mantis X. It's just a tiny little device that connects to my rail system on the front up near the muzzle. It doesn't weigh. It can't weigh more than what, 1 or 2 ounces?
It's actually less than an ounce, just under an ounce.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my.
So it doesn't impact. It's not like it's dragging down your barrel. It's lighter than a flashlight, similar to, and probably lighter than a lot of lasers, but similar weight to a laser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really doesn't affect my shooting at all. There's hardly any weight up there towards the muzzle. Now, there are two aspects here. There's hardware and there's software. The hardware, obviously, that's the Mantis X that goes up there on the rail system. And then there's the software. It seems like the software is very, very involved. What things can you do with this Mantis X?
Great question. So the Mantis X goes on the gun. And it's like this smart brainchild that collects and analyzes all this data. And it sends it over Bluetooth to the application on your phone. So it's a free app you download, and you put the device on your gun, you connect over Bluetooth, and you go shooting. And the nice thing about Mantis X is that it works on any gun that you can attach it to, pistols and rifles. But it works with live fire at the range as well as dry fire at home. So you can go to the range, you can use it. If you don't have time to go to the range, you can still do dry fire practice at home. And one thing that we learned as we developed this is that every good shooter, all the best shooters in the world do 80 to 90% of their practice, dry fire practice at home. That's what they do. And they 10% of their 10 to 20% of the time is actually at the range. As an instructor, you would know that as well. But what happens is with dry fire practice, if you're practicing at home, that's great. But if you're doing something wrong and you don't know it, you're just ingraining a bad habit.
Right. Yeah.
And so you can be squeezing that trigger at the wall, doing the post-it note or whatever. But if your eyes can't pick up what's going on, you could be building training scars. So Mantis X being able to work with dry fire, it enables you to see, okay, what am I doing right? What am I doing wrong? Let me correct issues at home for free without blown ammo at the range and range fees. And I can then fix those problems and see the impact at the range when I go there. So it works on live fire, works on dry fire. It also works on airsoft. So people that like to have a little recoil with their gun or a little bit of a pop without blowing money on ammo, that has that option as well.
Yeah.
And then what the software does is it analyzes the movement patterns of your shooting. Now you say, why does that matter? Well, you have movement patterns while you're shooting that the easy part of shooting is lining up your sights. Well, not the easiest necessarily, but it's pretty easy to but then the bullet goes somewhere else other than where you thought you sighted it. And what Mantis does is it tells you why. Tells you what happened in that split second of time right before the shot broke that made the shot go somewhere else other than where you intended it. Mm-hmm. And so in that snapshot, that window of time is the human eye can't pick up on all the movement patterns that occur there. So we score that, we analyze it, and we give some coaching tips and feedback based off of common errors that we see people have. And then based off of that score, you can tell whether or not you're improving or regressing or staying consistent. And it maintains your history over time, tracks all your shots, just a shot timer, lots of different drills, yada, 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 yada. All in this package that really is part of the Mantis package. One of the nice things about it, it's one of those few products that only gets better over time. So you buy the product, download the app for free, and then all the updates are free as well. And we're pushing out updates 2 or 3 times a month. But there's more features, more functionality, more enhancements, and all that is free. You buy the hardware device once, and the software is forever free. So you met us 18 months ago at SHOT Show 2017. The app today is very different than it was a year and a half ago. But it's only gotten better and more functionality without an additional cost on your end as well.
Yeah. Yeah, as an instructor, typically I will get, by the time I get someone, they have so many bad habits that they've developed over possibly years or maybe even decades. They have no idea why they're not hitting the target because they can't see themselves. And even as an instructor standing off to the side watching, it happens so fast. We're talking about a fraction of a second, and the shot is done. And you'd have to put it on super slow-mo and analyze it, you know, to even have a hope of diagnosing, you know, the problem. Other than where he's hitting on the target, you know, we have the old trick of, you know, taking a snap cap or a dummy round and putting it somewhere in the magazine so you can see, you know, if they're dropping the muzzle, anticipating the recoil. Mm-hmm. But with this Mantis X, it's all scientific. And, boy, it's like you're trying to replace my job, aren't you?
We're actually trying to help you be more effective. Well, actually, and actually, one of our biggest customers, they are instructors for that very reason. Yeah. It helps them see things. Because you're looking at the shooter from one angle, right? And so you kind of get a two-dimensional view of what the shooter is doing. And even, you know, if you took some slow-mo video, it's really only two-dimensional. And Mantis takes a three-dimensional view of what the shooter is doing. And additionally, yeah, you mentioned you can look at where the shots go on target, and you can say, okay, well, maybe, but where they land on target is a summation of, you know, sight alignment, sight picture, their trigger control, their grip, their stand, all this other stuff. And what we do, Mantis isolates the shooter inputs, what we call the mechanic inputs, what they're doing to the gun itself. And so let's say a person's shooting low on target, and Mantis says their scores are 95s. Well, you know it's a sighting issue. You know their mechanics are good, but their sighting is bad. Let's say they're hitting bullseye on the target, but Mantis says they're pulling down to the left. Well, you know that person is compensating. They're getting lower scores, but they're hitting bullseyes. What they're doing is they're just aiming up to the right because they know they pull down and they're compensating for that. So it isolates some various inputs to make you more effective as an instructor.
Exactly. Okay. Now, if you add a personality and like a Siri-type voice to your Mantis X, then you could replace the instructor. But, hey, you can't replace my sense of humor. Anyways.
Okay, exactly.
Austin, this is all good stuff. We're out of time for this segment, though. When we come back, I've got some more questions because I think we're just scratching the surface on this. So we'll come back in about 2 minutes. While we're away, go ahead and check out our sponsors. Go to elitefirearms.us, and then also check out firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and check out what they can do for you and your family. This is Skip Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Felix Coriel on the Home Defense Show. Always use guns safely and wisely. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if life was like the movies and the good guys always won? In today's world, if you're forced to use your firearm to protect yourself, you will need protection. Firearms Legal Protection is here for you. FLP provides you with seasoned, experienced attorneys that handle your criminal and civil matters as a result of you protecting yourself. FirearmsLegal.com provides its members with uncapped attorney's fees, bail bond protection, and coverage in all 50 states. We are not a reimbursement plan. You can access uncapped attorney's fees for as low as $10 a month. Firearms Legal members are provided with educational services, training videos, and access to our vast national attorney network. While you're protecting yourself, let Firearms Legal protect you.
Listen up, folks. This is important. There are plenty of legal protection services out there, but none will protect you as well as Firearms Legal Protection. This is the one I use and the only one I recommend. Visit firearmslegal.com/MidwestTactical and protect your family now.
Oh.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel, and we are speaking with Austin Allgaier, the president of Mantis, and we're speaking specifically about the Mantis X training system that can help you become a much, much better shot. Austin, I can't say enough good things about this product. I use it myself for the past year and a half. I take it with me to the range when I teach all my classes. I teach, you know, basic CPL class, concealed carry classes, and three levels of advanced classes. And boy, it just helps me diagnose and analyze problem shooters. There are all different kinds of things that you can do with this software. You know, you've talked about a few of them already. You know, one thing that I noticed John Correa talking about on his Active Self Protection YouTube site, he has a group, I think, that you can join, and it's like going to the range with guys, but you're not really there. It's kind of a Facebook group or something. Talk about that.
Great question. So one of the updates that we pushed out to the app was the ability to form groups. So you're shooting, we're all shooters. We're all, you know, dry fire training at home or at the range and collecting our data and seeing how we're doing. But people wanted to know, like, how am I doing in relation to other people? And we know that shooting is also a very social experience. You like to go to the range with people. It's fun to go by yourself, but it's more fun to go with people as well. And there's a very strong community around, you know, Second Amendment and firearms and shooting and all that stuff. So let's make it more community-centric. So we had a lot of requests for that, as well as from instructors who wanted to keep tabs on students without having to be there physically. They wanted to know, hey, are they training? How much are they training? How are they doing with their training? So we created the ability to form groups. So you can join a group, as many groups as you want to. And basically what that does is it allows them, everyone in the group, to see what you're doing shooting-wise with the Mantis X. So in John's case, what he does is he has periodically he'll do competitions. So he'll set a group goal. Hey, our goal is to do 20,000 trigger presses this week as a group. Or we're going to give out prizes to the guys that have the highest benchmark score this week, or the people that get the most trigger presses in this week, when they give out prizes. But, you know, practice is fun, but it's more fun when it's with other people. And particularly when you're doing dry fire reps at home, it can get a little monotonous, but if you feel like you're doing it with somebody, it makes it much more motivating to go actually do that. So you can join a group, be a part of a group, engage with the whole group there. We just actually rolled out this week group messaging. So now there's actually conversations that can happen as part of that. So if someone has shot a recent group, you could make a comment on it, or someone, hey, I'm noticing this issue that I'm having. Anyone have any suggestions? And people can comment on that thread, or you can share tips, strategies, gear talk, et cetera.
Yeah, I really like that, Austin. I think probably I could go ahead and I could create a group for the Home Defense Show. And
I like that.
I could do the same thing right there. And, you know, because I'll show this tool to my students, but they're fascinated by it because there's not a whole lot like it out there. And it's just so easy to use. I can use it. You know, I spent 6 years in the Marine Corps, and I can still use the Mantis X. So that's really, really good.
Even with a liberal arts degree, huh?
That's right. Even with a liberal arts degree, you know, I can certainly do that. Now, I'll attach it to my CERT training gun, you know, just a little laser training gun that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And it has about a 5-pound trigger press there, which is comparable to what I shoot. And that works really well for me because, you know, you can't always go to the range and live fire. But, you know, I can sit there in my Lazy Boy recliner, you know, watching, you know, Die Hard with Bruce Willis, and I can get off, you know, 1,000 shots just while, you know, watching one Bruce Willis show. So that is really helpful. To me, and the ambiance is so much nicer. I mean, you're watching Die Hard and your Mantis X and your CERT training gun. Oh, gosh, it's just a really good time. Now, this messaging system that you were talking about, I would think that ladies would like that as well, because, you know, if other women are like my wife, they love to correspond. I mean, my wife gets with somebody, and I sit back and I wonder, you know, it's like half hour later, and I'm going, what are they talking about? How can they talk so much? You know, you know, and men aren't so much like that. They just say, hey, just give me the facts, you know, like Dragnet, you know, just the facts, ma'am. So I would think the whole idea of social networking, setting up the groups and all of that stuff would really be appealing to women. Do you have any feedback from women on the Mantis X?
Great question. In fact, women shooters love the Mantis X because it does a couple of things for them that they really get frustrated by. First of all, yeah, they can chat with their friends. They can communicate in yet another form or medium. But the feedback we've really heard from a lot of women is that learning how to shoot is intimidating because they often it's often assumed that they don't know how to shoot. And so when they go to the range, very kind, well-meaning gentlemen will offer to assist them. Some are less kind than others, but they assume they don't know how to shoot, and they approach them and they give suggestions, and you got three or four guys all giving six or seven different suggestions, and it's kind of overwhelming and intimidating, particularly when the environment is mostly men. Mm-hmm. So Mantis X gives them an opportunity to really practice at home in their own privacy, get them the data that they want to get, that they need to get to help them improve, so they can go to the range, walk in with confidence, and not feel intimidated by an industry that frankly it's mostly men at this point. Now, women shooters are one of the fastest growing segments within the industry, and they want to get better. So they love Mantis X because that's their primary objective. They want to get better. They want to improve. They want to defend. They want to protect. And this is a tool that helps them get there.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and one of the things that I've noticed, once a woman gets over her initial fear, you know, of the recoil, the pistol, I mean, the very idea of, you know, this is a firearm, boy, in my experience, women are better shooters than men when all other things are equal, because they just seem to have a much lighter trigger press. You know, a man can pick up a gun and he picks it up like it's a baseball bat or a tire iron. and a woman's not like that. And, you know, a lot of it is about the trigger and your grip. And they just do really, really well.
Yeah, and one thing that we've seen in general, women, they don't have as many bad habits.
Oh, yeah.
Because they tend to be newer, but also because they tend to be humbler. And men, we tend to say, no, I'm shooting right, and so something else must be at fault.
Yep.
And women are like, what do I got to do? What do I got to do? And they're willing to practice and train to be humble and listen and fix the bad habits. So I agree with your assessment that the women that are focused tend to be very, very good shooters.
Oh, yeah. You know, I have noticed over the decades of being married that women are different than men. What's your favorite carry gun, Austin? What do you carry?
Ooh, great question. I like my M&P Shield. That's a solid, reliable go-to. I do have a Glock 26. That's kind of a backup to that. The SIG P365, I know there's a few technical issues that need to be worked kinks out of, but that's one that I've really enjoyed shooting a lot. Once they have the reliability piece nailed down, I think that'll probably be that might be my top one, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
Just additional capacity and the same size.
Yeah.
And I like that trigger on that one for some reason. Just works well for me. The SIG form factor and the grip as well is something that my hands really seem to like, and I tend to shoot pretty well.
Yeah. Now, Austin, I have two carry guns, my M&P Shield and then my M&P Full Frame. I practice with the Mantis X on my full frame, and, you know, works fantastic. But my Shield doesn't have a rail system. How does Mantis X get around that?
Great question. So we designed a bunch of adapters for firearms without rails. We sell them on our website and through some retailers as well. So for the M&P Shield, there's one that's specifically designed for that. It actually replaces the magazine foreplate, so it mounts down at the bottom of the magazine. You take off the old foreplate, pop on a new one. It basically puts a rail system in the magazine foreplate, and you attach the Mantis X down there. And it works identically as if it were mounted on the standard rail frame right below the barrel.
How does someone get one of those? They just go on your website?
Yep, MantisX.com, available there, and a rapidly growing number of retailers are carrying the mag rails as well.
Oh,
most, a lot of them do carry the Mantis X itself. The adapters are becoming more and more popular as well.
Okay. Now, there's another feature I noticed. You can go ahead and you can create like a profile, a login, and I went ahead and did that. And when I log in to MantisX.com, it will go ahead and it will give me a history of all of my practice experience. I mean, for like ever. If I did this like 10 years ago, it would have it all. And I can analyze, you know, how I've improved, you know, maybe problems that I've had in the past. And then also I can download it to like a CSV file or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're a strong proponent, so we want you to be able to use your data in whatever way you see fit. So we provide all that data for you in the application. But, you know, you get a new phone every couple of years, and then what happens? Well, if you want to, you can create an account, like you said, and sync your data. You're not required to. And it syncs data with the servers in the cloud, and it stores all your history there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could have, you know, you use your phone or your tablet or all, you know, multiple devices and sync your data across all those, and as well as view the data on your PC if you wanted a larger screen. And again, like you said, 10 years from now, you can look back and do all the analysis you want to, or you can do that today and really see progress and improvement over time, which is the key thing that that's our main objective.
Okay. Now, this is a hypothetical question. Let's say okay. I have a friend who is an instructor, fairly high profile, he goes ahead and, you know, he joins one of these shooting groups and his score isn't as good as he'd like it to be. Is there like a manual override where I can go and tweak the software and make it like a 99.2 instead of a 89.4?
Yes, I'll give you the secret to the manual override. So here's what it is. You take your gun, you buy a vise, you tighten that gun in the vise, then you squeeze the trigger. Okay. And that's how you guarantee high scores every single time.
All right. Okay. Well, or you could just practice, right?
Exactly. Because unfortunately, they haven't made carry-sized vices.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Austin, all of this sounds fantastic, very high-tech. And I think that'd be very popular with younger shooters because I think we're getting more and more younger shooters coming up as well. Well, hey, are you a younger shooter?
Yes.
Younger is relative. I'll be 61 in 2 months. So are you a younger shooter?
I am younger than you are.
Yeah, most people are. Well, Austin, you know, it sounds very, very expensive. I don't recall what I paid for mine, but how much does it cost for a Mantis X?
You know, we worked really hard to get the price down, so they're only $2,000 each.
Oh,
bargain steal!
I'll take five.
Yeah, I'm kidding. No, we actually did work hard to get the price down because we wanted to make it as affordable as possible to help as many people as possible. You know, mm-hmm. There's some pretty amazing systems out there that actually do cost $3,000 or $4,000 that'll give you similar data to what Mantis gives you. You'll use in high-end military applications. We used a little different technology. And did some interesting things on the software end to reduce some of the upfront cost. Anyways, $150. That's a long answer to your short question. $150 gets your Mantis X, free app download, all the updates for free, and you're good to go.
Wow. Actually, that is very affordable. I mean, you can't get 1,000 rounds of ammo for that. So that's great.
Right. And we have a 45-day, like, try out for 45 days, and if you don't like it, if it's not doing it for you, return it now. No one does, but rest assured, like, because it helps them improve, that's why they don't return it.
Sure.
But we want you to improve, and if you don't feel like you're improving, return it. If it's not working for you, return it. Take care of your full refund, no questions asked. But at the end of the day, all the data we collect and people that create accounts and see their data, we see what happens. And universally, what happens when people train consistently with the Mantis X is they see rapid, consistent improvement in their shooting, both dry fire and live fire. And what that leads to is confidence, leads to improvement, and it really helps them achieve whatever objective they're trying to achieve by engaging in this wonderful sport of ours.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. You know what? I think if I could do one thing with new shooters, I'd have them buy the Mantis X right away so that they can learn right out of the box and not develop all those bad habits. Because it's a lot harder to break the bad habits than it is to create them, because you don't even have to try to create them. They just happen. So
that's right. Well, we get scared of the gun, and we start squeezing it and milking it and doing different things, and
yep.
Yeah, and all of a sudden that becomes part of our MO. Agreed. And then what that enables you to do as an instructor is once those things are fixed and locked in, allows you to focus on the next level stuff, which is, okay, scenario-based stuff. Now that we're not worrying about, can you put a bullet where the target is? Now you're talking about decision-making and positioning and situational awareness and all that other stuff that is really irrelevant if the person can't put a bullet where they intended it to go.
Exactly. Work on stress. I love to add stress. Just fun. Okay. Well, Austin, this has been fantastic. Tell us where people can go quickly and easily to learn about all things Mantis X.
MantisX.com is the quickest way to do it. There's a ton of, probably a couple hundred YouTube reviewers that have put up reviews on Mantis X. If you want to see some video work, we have videos on our website, videos on YouTube. And of course, you can buy product there. You can buy product in stores as well. And the other thing is we are renowned for not only great products, but great company, great customer service. So you reach out to us via email or phone call. We're very responsive, helpful, answer any questions you got.
All right.
So you can call in, but all the information is on our website, MantisX.com.
Okay, MantisX.com, the greatest thing since sliced bread. Austin, thank you very much for being on the Home Defense Show today.
My pleasure, Skip. Happy to be here and happy to be on a future occasion should you desire it.
All right, fantastic. Okay, folks, we got a two-minute break now. Check out our sponsors, ElitePhirearms.us and also FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical. When we come back in segment four, I will tell you what I really think. This is Skip Coriel on Home Defense Show. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
Welcome to my dad's Home Defense Radio Show. You're gonna love it.
Hey folks, I want to tell you about my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. More and more people across the country are seeing the dangers in society and are deciding to carry concealed to protect themselves and their families. My new book lays it out step by step. It'll teach you how to protect and defend the ones you love. Get the benefit of 17 years of teaching experience and a lifetime of training for this important role in society and in your family. You can get Civilian Combat real easy. Just go to Amazon.com, search on Skip Coriel, Civilian Combat, and it'll pop right up there. Don't put it off any longer. Get Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book by yours truly, Skip Coriel.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. I host Frontlines of Freedom, a weekly syndicated military talk radio show. One of my co-hosts is Skip Coriel, the host of this show. We cover things that impact military and veteran communities, and we do it from the veteran's perspective. The show is broadcast across the nation and is also available as a podcast on our website, frontlinesoffreedom.com. Please join Skip and me weekly on Frontlines of Freedom.
This is Skip Coriel from the Home Defense Show, and I want you to have the very best handgun that money can buy. And that's why we recommend you visit Larry Jackson at Elite Firearms and Training. As a concealed carry instructor, I see people every week out on the range with guns they can't shoot properly because they didn't know what to buy. That will never happen at Elite Firearms and Training. Larry Jackson will personally fit you with your very own personal defense pistol. So call Larry Jackson today at 616-299-8715 or visit elitefirearms.us.
Skip, it's time for our Armed America Report. What do we have this week?
All of us here at Frontlines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, dogs are supposed to bark, but a North Carolina pet owner knew it was unusual for his dog to do that. So when he was awakened one morning by the noise, he decided to check on the dog. Arriving downstairs, he noticed a stranger in his outdoor sunroom. The resident grabbed his small-bore bolt-action rifle and went outside. As he approached, he noticed the other man was fussing with the doorknob, trying to enter the home. Quote, "When I saw that, I instantly put my rifle up at him," the pet owner told local reporters. With that, he ordered the would-be intruder to back away from the house and lie on the ground, where the armed citizen held the man at gunpoint until authorities arrived. The suspect faces multiple charges, including one count of breaking and entering.
Thanks, Colonel. A well-trained and well-behaved dog can be more than just a pleasant companion. They can also act as an important part of your home defense plan and can even save your life and the lives of those you love. I think of dogs as biological home alarm systems. They're not affected by power outages or worn-out batteries. They just keep on going until you tell them to shut up and go lay down. Here are some guidelines to follow to maximize the effectiveness of using a dog in your home defense plan. 1. A nice thing about dogs is their finely tuned senses. They hear things that we don't hear, see things that we don't see, and can even smell when something nefarious is afoot. Because of that, they appear to bark at nothing. But a wise pet owner will always investigate when their dog starts barking. 2. Do not assume the dog by itself can save you. Just last year in my home county, a man and woman broke into a home and used knives to kill a full-grown German Shepherd and Black Lab. But the dogs did their job and gave the homeowner time to escape to safety. Your home should have several layers of protection, and the dog is but one of those layers. And 3, if you can't own a dog for whatever reason, then buy a sign that says, "Beware of Dog," and display it prominently. You can even buy audio recordings of a large dog barking that plays when someone comes to your front door. You can also buy a large plastic dog bowl and place it on your front step or out on the deck. For added realism, take the plastic bowl to a friend who owns a large dog and let their dog put teeth marks in it. This will act as a deterrent, as many home invaders would rather not have to deal with a very large dog. Follow all these steps and you'll be safer. Many times a barking dog can give you just enough advance warning so that you can arm yourself and take defensive actions. It worked for the man in this armed citizen report, and it can work for you as well.
And I'm really glad that my next door neighbor just moved in and he's got a big dog.
There you go. Now you'll get bit next week. Be careful, Colonel.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Home Defense Show. This is your host, Skip Coriel. Boy, now that was great stuff. Austin Allgaier, president of Mantis Incorporated. Oh, the Mantis X system. You gotta love the Mantis X. I know I love it. I was playing with it again on the break. Oh, I'm up in the high 90s now already. Hey, maybe the Home Defense Show should go ahead and make one of those groups, and you all can shoot with me online. Okay, again, go to MantisX.com to check that out. Okay, now here's the part of the show where I tell you what I really think. This week's episode has been very educational for me personally, and it's gotten me to thinking. I hear so many of my former students tell me they can't possibly go on to get any further advanced training simply because they lack the money and the time. I'll let you know right up front that I don't always buy that excuse. I know from personal experience that people have money for the things that are important to them and that they tend to make time for things they really want to do. That being said, if you don't want to train and become proficient, that's fine by me. After all, this is America and your life is your life. Just remember that you're going to live and die based on decisions you make. But here's the problem. The people in your life who are really important to you, your kids, your spouse, your friends, all the people you love, they also will live or die based on decisions that you make. So, making a decision to not get extra training affects everyone you love. Because when the moment of truth comes and you take that shot and miss, simply because you didn't train, then shame on you, my friend. You should have trained and practiced for that life-altering event. I understand that it takes a lot of time and money to go to the range for even a few hours of practice. You've got your travel time, the cost of ammunition, and if you live up north where it's cold in the winter and ungodly hot in the summer, then, well, the excuses to not train are endless. But you know what? There's really only one good reason to train, and it trumps all those other lame excuses that people think up. Training and practice will keep you and your family alive in that single most violent moment of your life. It can happen at any place and at any time. Your house has likely never burned down, but still, you wouldn't think of going without homeowner's insurance now, would you? Your training and your practice helps ensure that the ones you love will be kept safe. So don't be penny wise and pound foolish. It costs over $200 for a case of 9mm, so I definitely feel your pain. I have to pay the same price that all of you do as well. But consider buying a Mantis X firearms training system, which allows you to improve your accuracy by analyzing your shots and making suggestions for improvement. And here's the nice thing about it. The system pays for itself after the first 700 rounds. So head out right now to MantisX.com and check it out. Then you and I can meet on the virtual range and watch each other get better and better from the comfort of our respective Lazy Boy recliners. With the Mantis X system, you can sit in your favorite living room chair watching Rambo or Die Hard and be ridding the world of bad guys right along with Bruce Willis and Sylvester Stallone. And also check out the CERT training gun as well. It's a laser training gun that allows you to practice unsighted fire right inside your home because it's not a real gun. That will cost you about $250. I mount the Mantis onto my CERT and I can train to my heart's content without having to spend a penny on ammunition. And I don't even need eye and ear protection. I guess what I'm saying is this. You'll only get out of your training what you put into it. It's an investment you and your family can live with. So invest all you can afford to keep them safe. Send me an email at skipcoriel@hotmail.com and let me know when you've got your Mantis X, and then I'll join you on the virtual range. And that, folks, is what I really think. Okay, boy, we are about out of time for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Over the next week, go on to Amazon.com and check out my book, Civilian Combat, the Concealed Carry Book. You can train for under $15. And then, of course, check me out on Facebook as well. Go to Mantisx.com. You're going to love that. And then check out our sponsors, ElitePhirearms.us and FirearmsLegal.com/MidwestTactical. Next week on the Home Defense Show, we are going to have an executive from Hornady Gun Safes. And they're going to give us a lot of affordable options on how to keep our guns safe from unauthorized people. Okay, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of the Home Defense Show. Until next week, remember your purpose in life is to find something greater than yourself and serve it. Always remember, God, family, country, in that order. It's important how you live, but it's equally important how you die. Your family and the ones you love need your protection, so train, always train, stay alert, stay alive. Until next week on the Home Defense Show, this is your host, Skip Coriel. God bless you, God bless your family, and God bless America.
Thank you for joining us this week on the Home Defense Show. Now, get out there and protect the ones you love. We'll see you next week with more of the best in home defense.
Bye-bye, boys!
Have fun storming the castle!